fake news, hacking, and other kinds of cyber attacks have also become a huge issue in Germany. Intelligence officials there say Russian-sponsored hacking is a real threat ahead of next year's national election. The German government is now taking steps to address a whole range of digital threats, as the world's Matthew Bell reports from Berlin.
Germany is facing an unprecedented wave of cyber attacks and disinformation. Early this month, almost 2,500 leaked documents were put online. They detailed cooperation between German and U.S. intelligence agencies. Before that, almost a million internet routers operated by Deutsche Telekom were taken offline in a malicious hack. And the email servers for the party of Angela Merkel were hacked as well.
Ich glaube, dass es eine sehr große Bedrohung ist. Wir stehen noch erst am Anfang, das zu erkennen.
Lars Klingbeil is a member of the German parliament with the Social Democratic Party. He says cyber attacks and fake news are a real threat to German democracy and that what we're seeing now is only the beginning.
Wir müssen über politische Regulierung reden.
Klingbeil says Germany needs new rules for social media companies like Facebook and Twitter. He supports new legislation here that would impose hefty fines if social media sites fail to remove fake news posts quickly. He says companies like Facebook need to be more responsible and held accountable. So, what about Russian-sponsored hacking, I asked.
Eine Sache, die uns beunruhigt. Ich meine, zur Wahrheit gehört auch, dass wir nicht nur über Russland diskutieren.
We are irritated about Russia interfering with the U.S. election campaign, Klingbeil says. But it's also true that the Americans are doing things in cyberspace, too. They were listening to the Chancellor's mobile phone. And it's not just Russia and America. Klingbeil says other governments are involved in cyber attacks. People are only starting to learn about it now. Some of what we're talking about here with regard to fake news and digital disinformation is nothing new. After all, rumors, lies, propaganda, these things have probably been around ever since people could talk.
What's new is that anybody can do it in these social networks.
Linus Neumann is with the German Chaos Computer Club, an association of hackers. They're sort of the good guys of the computer hacking world. Nowadays, he says anyone can reach an enormous audience via social media, and you don't have to be human. Social bots can spew forth all manner of content, malicious or otherwise, all by themselves.
This might be extremely controversial, but just for fun, could you create a bot that would suggest that Donald Trump enjoys the music of Coldplay?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a vicious lie and fake news, of course, but we could download an open source toolkit to create a bot.
Neumann walked me through the remarkably easy process, and in 5 or 10 minutes, he had sketched out a social media bot that was ready to go. I should make it clear, I told him not to unleash this thing into cyberspace, but it was instructive, and here's how it would work. The bot would create hashtags related to the president-elect and the band Coldplay. It would tweet and retweet related stuff, attract followers, and pose leading questions like, why hasn't Mr. Trump commented about Coldplay's last album? Then, Neumann says, this simple bot could be built out into a social bot army. The hope would be that our fake information would take on a life of its own in the real world. And there, says Neumann, is the essence of the threat.
It's not only bad for democracy, it's basically shaking the base that the whole concept of our democracy is founded on. There is something like an objective outside world. In this objective outside world, there are facts. And all these theories of liberal democracy, of parliamentarism, and all that are founded on the idea that there is a reality. And now if you just shake this reality, then this whole concept doesn't work anymore because you can just hijack reality.
Neumann is skeptical about initiatives that would try to stop fake news through censorship. It's almost impossible to figure out who is responsible for disseminating this stuff, he says, because it's so easy to cover your tracks. What's most important, Neumann says, is that social media users, news consumers, need to be smarter about what they're looking at. The public needs to be educated about how to distinguish between reliable reporting and fake news. And that's when these efforts will lose their power to influence. For the World, Matthew Bell, Berlin.
In case you're wondering, that's just us imagining what happens when a Coldplay song and a Twitter bot are both on your computer.